Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We are going to do baptisms today. When we're baptized and we go down under the water, it's symbolic and it represents you dying to your old life, the way you used to live. So you're dying to that life. That life is gone. And then when it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So that's what baptism represents. Now you're raised up to the new life, the resurrected life that God's created you for. And that's what baptism's all about. So we've been in this series on renewing the mind. And I tell you, it's just a powerful thing. You cannot fulfill the will of God without the renewing of your mind. So here's the idea. We talked about peace. We've been talking about peace and how peace is the will of God. I wrote an article in the paper. And get online and read that article if you haven't read it. What are you promoting your article? I am. You need to read that article. And tell somebody else to read it. Because, folks, peace is the will of God. You're not to be full of anxiety, worry, fear. That's not God's will for you. When you're full of that, it's because you have violated the peace that God, that Jesus died for. The first words He said when He came, when He was resurrected, to the disciples, peace to you. Peace. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Who's responsible for their heart? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, when you're full of fear and anxiety, you've allowed that to come into your life. You've allowed it. And you've violated the peace that He really died for you to have with Him and to walk in and enjoy life. So, that's what we're talking about. And, So today, I'm going to talk about one of the things I see that we allow the devil to come in. I'm not giving him credence. I'm just letting you understand that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you'll have life and have it more abundantly. We give him space in our lives through this one thing I'm going to talk about today. And it's strife. Strife is ugly. Strife steals our peace. And I'm going to tell you, we all wrestle with strife. And Proverbs 13:10 says, by pride only comes strife. Strife. So, let's go to our foundational scripture, and I am going to attempt to give you this word, but if I have to cut it back, I'm going to make sure I get the rest of it next week because it's vital. It's so important because we want to understand what's been taking our peace from us. All right? To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hold right there. Back to that, Mariette. Look what it says. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That right there is part of our vision, and that is a scripture that comes out of Ephesians 4. You see, bond of peace, bond of peace. If you don't have peace, the Holy Spirit can't work in your life. The Holy Spirit is bound to peace. If there's no peace, you can rest assured the Holy Spirit is not working there. And He can't work there. That's why we need to have an awareness. See this? That's why we need to have an awareness of what's taking our peace. You see? This is good stuff. I got to watch because I'll start preaching. Let's go to the foundational scripture. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, reasonable service. So remember, it says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we are, as believers, as disciples, we're to be proving God's will. Remember, the word prove is pass the test or to authenticate. So in other words, if you're a believer, you say, I'm a Christian, people are going to see if you're real or not. So you're to prove that by your actions at work, at your actions at school, the way you treat your family. You prove that to the people around you. You see that you are a true, authentic believer. Amen? So that's the call of God. The only way we can do that is if we renew our minds. And none of us have arrived. No one has got it all together. None of us, right? And this knowledge of God, I need the knowledge of God. I haven't even tapped into it. And I read the Bible every day. Every day. And so that's why it says my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. We have to keep growing and maturing in the knowledge of God. It's something we grow and mature in. Amen? So, today I want you to go with me to Proverbs 10, verse 12. We're going to look at this. We're growing in the knowledge of God, and this is renewing the mind. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Hatred stirs up strife. So now think about this. Strife is pride. Strife is not something, it's not like God is trying to give you a principle, respectful way to handle strife. You see that? God hates it. Proverbs 6:19. God hates it. He abhors strife. See that? Because it's totally against God. Now let's look at this. Hatred stirs up strife. So this hatred is not necessarily towards people. Really, in this context, it's more towards what someone is doing. You ever get around anybody and say, that's annoying. That's so annoying. You ever hear somebody say that? You know, I've talked to people who have gotten away from going to church. Oh, it's just annoying. They'll say. It's just, you know, you go there and it's just annoying. I'm going to tell you something. You got to watch when you hear that word annoying. You got to watch when it comes out of your mouth. Because what's annoying you is a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem in marriages. It's a problem in families. It's a problem in businesses. It's a problem in schools. It's a problem all around us. You know the word annoy? You know what it means? It means disdain and contempt between people. And it also means vexation, harm, to injure. So when you're annoyed, Guess what you're annoyed at? You're annoyed what the person is doing. You're allowing them to annoy you. How many people get annoyed by something their spouse is doing? Or something their... I see the hands. You don't have to raise your hands. You know, you know, I'm going to help you with this. Man, I didn't even ask for hands, Ryan. Oh, you're in the right place today. But now look, this is it. When you're annoyed, guess what's taking place? You are upset with them, and you're trying to handle it, and it's coming against your ego, your pride. You see that? And it makes you angry. It makes you angry. And what happens is, you'll get angry at them instead of the little problem it's creating. You see this? And what you and I are supposed to do, we're supposed to let them know about the little thing that might be making you angry. And it's the problem, not the person. See? We have to learn how to guide our anger. Anger is not, it's not a bad thing. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Here's what happens. People don't know how to guide their anger. So people annoy them. That can keep you away from everything God has for you. When something annoys you. Because your ego, you want what you want. That's where all that stuff comes from. That's why you got marriages ending up with two of the same people. They want what they want. See, anger defends what it loves. That's what anger does. Anger defends what it loves. And when you allow that, you're defending your own ego. What you want. Am I talking to the right people? It's hard for me to just get up here and talk about it. I gotta talk about this. Because I see it. I experience it. So what happens is we defend our own ego, our pride. Now, you always defend what you love. We have to understand how to handle anger. See, we have to teach people and teach ourselves how to handle anger. Anger is God. God gets angry. But here's what happens. Anger wants to pay back. It says in Proverbs 20:22, God is our vindicator. In Romans chapter 12, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Here's what you and I have to learn to do. We have to learn and get a new perspective and let God be our vindicator. And let God deal with the person that's annoying us. And even the thing they're doing, let God deal with that. And we're to love them. You see that? We're to love them and let God. Because only God is holy. And He's on a higher moral ground than all of us. And He is the only one in position to bring judgment and inflict judgment and correction in a person. Because He knows everything about that person. You don't. Here's what we do. We want to bring infliction and hurt to that person. That's misguided anger. Only God can do that. Now listen, God always brings correction and judgment to produce repentance. Romans 2:4. The goodness of God leads men to repentance. Repentance means change your mind. Change your mind. Change the way you think. And that's what God is doing. He's calling us all to change the way we think. You see this? Now, so anger is something we gotta learn how to process that. Here's what we're supposed to do. Here's what love does. Remember, anger always wants to pay back. This is what love does. Love deliberately seeks and puts the other person first and in the best light. You see that? Love deliberately seeks to put the other person first and in the best light and builds them up and edifies them. This is what you're supposed to do with your spouse. This is what you're supposed to do with your children. This is what you're supposed to do with everybody. Look at the person next to you and say, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to do. Build each other up. When you stay angry at someone, if you're angry at someone, you think you're superior than the person you're angry at. You think you're better. See, that's what's going on when you don't let God be your vindicator. You've put yourself in a better, you think you're better. You ever get around angry people, they're just touchy. Especially if you bring up something. And maybe even if you're happy. Sometimes you can be happy, full of joy, and that just makes them angry. And you haven't even done anything. You just showed up. Am I talking to the right people? See, this is strife. This is strife. And this is something we got to identify and get it out. Get the strife out of your life. And this thing about annoying, let that be something that triggers you to say, no, I'm not going to let anything take my peace. It's not taking my peace. I don't care if they left a pile of socks on there from last month in dirty under drawers. You love the person. You see that? You build that person up. And let God do the rest. Come on now. I'm just here to tell you. This is something we got to understand. Because if not, we can allow that to destroy us. And the person we love the most. You see this? And it contaminates the people that we love the most. Strife causes children to rebel. Strife will cause children to rebel and never want anything to do with Christ. Strife is ugly. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 through 5. All right, now look what he says. Fulfill my joy by being like what? Having the same love. That's the agape love. Being of one accord, of one mind. See why it's important to renew our minds? Because if we don't, we're not going to love that way. Now watch this. Give me the next one. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Now, let's stop right there. This term, selfish ambition, in the Greek language, strife. Strife. There it is. Strife. God hates it. Selfish ambition and conceit. That's pride. That's our ego. He says, let nothing be... How many things? Nothing. You know why? Because it always divides and destroys. It will cause your children not to want anything to do with God. It will cause the people that are watching your life not to want to do anything with God. But in lowliness of mind, humility, lowliness of mind, there it is again, mind, let each esteem others better than himself. You can't do this apart from God. That person you're married to, that person you're connected to, God's got them there for a reason. He's developing something in you. If you approach it right, the love of God is going to be so strong that when you speak to your children at night, when you call them on the phone, they're going to be listening. Because his love, he gets behind his love, see. And he puts his anointing and power on his love. But when you got strife in you, it's empty. Nothing. They don't want anything to do with it. Give me the next one. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Next one. Let this mind be in you. Remember, there it is. See, your pastor's been telling you the truth, hasn't he? About renewing your mind. Amen? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wow. Strife is ugly. And you know what? We all teeter in it. We all get annoyed. We need to let that be an indicator. When you're annoyed, wait a minute. I'm not going to let that get in my relationship between me and the person I love the most, or the person I'm supposed to be submissive to, my boss. I'm not going to let my boss, you know what? It said the Bible says we're to be submissive even to the harsh. Even to the harsh. 1 Peter chapter 2, 18. We're supposed to be submissive under their mission even to the harsh. The word harsh means to injure and to be abrasive. You're supposed to be submissive to the boss that you're working for. Regardless of how mean or wicked they are, you're there on a mission. And then in the verse before it, watch this, it says, honor all people. 1 Peter 2:17. How many people? All people. Honor is the love of God. Now listen, when you honor somebody, you're totally for their well-being. You're all about lifting that person up. It's all about them. When you honor somebody, it's nothing to do with you. It's all about them. What's it say in 2:17? Honor all people. How many people?
All.
People in prison? That's right. You're supposed to honor them. People, it doesn't matter, drug addiction, drug deal, whatever, you are supposed to honor them. All people. And me, no, let me think about this. I'm about done. Flattery, you ever hear this? You ever get people to flatter you? You ever been around people that are always flattering people? It's okay to build people up and say good things to them, but now there's some people that flatter people. Here's the thing. Flattery always wants something in return. See, it's in their heart. They'll say the same thing as someone who is honoring the person. They'll say the same thing, but it's what's going on in the heart. See that? If you really honor somebody, if you never see them again, your goal was to build them up and honor them in front of people. But flattery, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Or I'll give them a call tomorrow and see. You know, they're always wanting something back in return. See that? So, you glad you came to church today? If you see, if you understand these things that are annoying you, you can find out what's been taking your peace. Who comes to kill, steal, and destroy? He takes it right from you. But you're letting him because you're being annoyed over something stupid. Huh? Over something that doesn't really even matter. I remember when I first became a Christian, I used to get annoyed with crumbs on the counter. You know what I'm saying? It would get me all out of shape just looking at crumbs on the counter. I know, I see some people bobbing their head. They do the same thing. But you know what? That ain't worth the person that God has placed you with. Are you with me? You got to put that person above any of those things that annoy you. And when you do, now you're going to see God. See what happens? You try to take it in your hands, and God's up there. He puts his hands behind his back. When you're ready, and you give it to him and let him be your vindicator, you're going to see things change. All right. Boy, oh boy. I'm just getting started. We got a lot more on this. So relationships are important. And when we understand this idea about relationships and keeping the strife out and wanting our own way all the time, it's like paradise. When you got a son, because you see, you're constantly looking out for each other. In a marriage, you know, it's like, because it don't have you anymore. The things that used to bother you. Am I making sense? All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that's taking place this morning. We thank you, Lord, for those who are baptized. We thank you, Lord, for, again, for this place and the call on every one of our lives. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to speak through our hearts and lead us and guide us into all truth. Because you are the truth, the life, and the way, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that only in you do we have true peace and joy. And that's your kingdom. And those are manifestations of being in a relationship with you. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Lord, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you're here today and you need prayer for anything, we're going to have people up here that will pray with you. Ryan, let's see. Yeah, come on up, Ryan. If you're here today and you need prayer, Ryan will be up here to pray with you. Have a blessed week. And say this when you hit those doors. Keep the strife out of your life. That's right.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
Have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.